What up, party people in the place to be? We're gonna rock it most ferociously. History or biology? I know that don't make much sense, but that's because I'm not a rapper. I'm a podcaster. I'm a bookkeeper. I'm an office manager. I'm a sociologist. I am a student, and I am pursuing law. So I'm going to be an attorney. But I am not a rapper, so don't hold that against me. I'm broadcasting here out of the Pacific Northwest, out of Eugene, Oregon. That's middle of the state, second biggest city. And I wanted to give a shout out to all my niggas in uniform. And all my niggas who used to be in uniform. And all my niggas who gonna be in a uniform in the future. I don't give a fuck what the uniform is. Whether you Marine, Army, Sailboat, Coast Guard. It don't matter. Whatever branch of service you in, I need to give you a shout out. It's Memorial Day today. And so I need to give it. What was the one I missed? The Air Force. I think I missed the Air Force. I missed my prisoners, my niggas in Sing Sing. If you weren't a uniform, a nurse's uniform, a doctor's uniform, a prison uniform, a McDonald's uniform, I don't give a fuck what it is, baby. I salute you. My father was a Marine. And there are two types of soldiers. There are the ones who go to war and come back and tell everybody about it. And there's the ones who go to war and come home and never speak of it again. And my daddy was the second type. He came home from war and he never said shit about it. He never talked to our mom about it, that she's ever told us. He definitely never told us. He never talked about it. And our mother told us, don't ask your father about no shit that happened when he was overseas. So shout out to my niggas in uniform, because God only knows what y'all go through. And so many horrible things happen to our soldiers when they come back from war. I wasn't even going to get into this, but I'm gonna just, a couple of things bother me about the way we treat our soldiers, especially this fool in the White House right now, but I'm not even going to talk about him tonight. Fuck him. Mental health treatment when these people be returning from war would be awesome. Now, I don't believe my daddy had any mental health issues because of what happened or what he experienced over there, but I don't know that for sure. And a lot of people don't. But there are some people who come back and you know they have been affected in some type of way and they need help and they're not getting help. In fact, I met a dude who came back from the war. He's younger, so he came back from Iraq. He did two tours in Iraq. He didn't go to Afghanistan, but was in Iraq. And he is a gay porn star now. He's not gay, but he does gay porn. And the reason why is because when he came back, he couldn't find a job. Nobody would give him a job. He suffers from severe PTSD. And gay porn was the only thing that paid him enough for him to be able to take care of his family. Yes, you heard me right. Family. So his wife knows. And it's just a mess. And I feel like any country who can allow such a thing to happen to somebody who sacrificed themselves so selflessly, we got some reevaluating to do. He shouldn't be in porn of any kind, let alone gay porn. I mean, unless, you know, that float his boat. And maybe do. I don't know. I don't get in his business like that. But then I was also thinking about how in LA, there was a hostage situation. There was three policemen there, and they shot the hostage and killed her instead of the dude who was holding the knife to her throat. Just came out in the newspaper today that none of them will face charges. So they killed the innocent person, missed the guilty person who was still alive, and they're not going to be any charges. And this was a white woman. And I keep thinking about that in terms of why the fuck can't white police officers show some motherfucking restraint? I don't get the shit. In all of the police shootings that we have heard about, all of them, except for three that I can think of, happened at the hands of white dudes. Two by Latinos, one by a black dude, but not an American black dude. He was Haitian or Somalian or some shit like that. The one that killed that white woman up in Minnesota, that nigga. He was not African American. Now, I spent decades in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is a black ass motherfucking city. They call it Chocolate City because the motherfucker is so black. What that means is there's a lot of, and I've only ever seen, black officers in the neighborhood that I lived in. Now, of course, there are white ones in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's Washington, D.C. There are congressmen there and business people of all types and people from all over the world that live in Washington, D.C. So, of course, there are white cops. But in the black neighborhoods, there are black cops. When is the last time you heard of a black cop shooting anybody? And it's because they are taught and can practice restraint. Why the fuck can't white cops practice restraint? So in thinking about my military friend in Gabe Horn and thinking about how they shot up that hostage, I figured out how, if I was the president, how I would fix our nation's police. What I would do is I would fire every policeman in every precinct across this country, and I would replace them with people who have come back with military training. And the reason why I would do that is because I don't know if you noticed or not, but our military has way more restraint than our police do. They have to go through basic training and go out in the field and deal with people who don't look like them, and they could hate these people with the motherfucking passion of 500 fiery suns and still not kill them. Because you know some of them go over to these Middle Eastern countries with preconceived notions about what Muslims are and all that shit and want to kill them, but they don't. They practice restraint. They practice the amount of restraint that our own law enforcement officers do not practice with us here in the United States. Not just black folks, everybody. So I would replace our policemen with military. And any policeman who wanted to keep their job would have to go through basic training and do a tour or two before they could get their job back. Now, they could be paid the whole time. They're going through basic training. But I need for policemen to practice the same amount of restraint and the same amount of sympathy and empathy that our military is taught before they're allowed to patrol these streets and keep on killing black people or people of any color. But you mostly only hear. Now, it's not that you mostly only hear about black people. It's mostly black people. There's a couple of white people every now and again and a couple of other races. But for the most part, it's always the same shit. It's the scary Negro defense. And I'm tired of that bullshit. But that's just my thought. That's just what I would do if I ruled the world and had all of the girls. And here's the thing about these hit and misses with the military, is that everybody knows somebody who is either in the military or came home from the military who is not being treated as we promised to treat our veterans. And I am interested in hearing your stories. So please get in touch with the show. You can leave feedback@thegreatdivide.us or call the voicemail line at 541-357-7585. Keep the messages to 2 minutes or less so that we can get to as many people as possible and they'll be played on the feedback show. Thank you for listening. And until next time, catch you on the flip side. Tonight I see you all at my super dinner party. And late that night at my super dinner party, I was dinner.